Hi, everybody. This is Tim Cole reporting from Sun and Fun 2018. We're at the Dynon booth with President Robert Hamilton. We asked him for an update on the 172 STC. Robert, tell us, you announced this in March. How are things going so far?
Excellent so far. So just to give a complete update, it was a month ago we received the certification for the Dynon HDX, Skyview HDX system with a single display so far. We're working very quickly to add a second display to that. But even now, what it includes is a display, a D10A backup system, a transponder, ADS-B, and autopilot. So it's a complete panel as far as getting you an autopilot and LEGO for 2020.
Can you give us a little information about the development that led to this product at this point? What were the steps along the way?
Okay. Let me start with a comment sometimes people say is, well, so you made it experimental into certified. Well, in a sense, that's true, but we didn't cut any corners. We worked with the FAA, and it certainly helped us that we had a lot of experience. We have over 20, 25,000 aircraft flying, and so we had a track record, not that counted, but as much as rather than trying to certify a design, we were certifying and meeting the federal air regulations on actual equipment. So we went out and did all the test suites, fully certified it with the FAA. We didn't cut any corners. The process, frankly, it's a kind of a overnight success that took 8 years. We've tried a couple of different approaches. We had to pay our dues. We had to learn how to work with the FAA. And it finally all came together. And I have to say the FAA has been very encouraging. We've had more than one of them say, we consider this safety equipment, but it's not safety equipment if you can't afford to put it in your aircraft. And so they didn't let us cut any corners, but they were encouraging with us. They helped us move it along. And so now, not only is the equipment certified, but our factory has full PMA, Parts Manufacturing Authority.
Well, we're going to circle back to a price, availability, install. But at this point, can you just step us through the capabilities of the system and tell us sort of point by point what it's able to achieve?
Yes, so it's a number one, a primary flight display with a full suite of flight instruments, airspeed, altimeter, magnetic heading, HSI with a CDI and a glide slope indicator, yaw damper or yaw indicator, turn coordinator. So that's a primary flight display, and along with synthetic vision. So we've had that now for 10 years now. And then a GPS navigation chart with full charts and maps and obstacles. So you have all your obstacle avoidance and such, full flight plan capabilities. And then finally, engine instrumentation. So it fully instruments your aircraft up to 9 cylinders, CGTs, EGTs, horsepower. We probably have the best horsepower indication on the market. So it's really a full instrument panel. That was our goal at Dynon, to have a full instrument panel so that everything you needed for your aircraft was right there in one integrated suite.
And just to remind people, I presume that this is all ADS-B compliant.
It is ADS-B compliant. We've had our transponder, which is the Mode S, out for about 6 years now. And so actually a large number of the compliant ADS-B systems out there are ours, actually. And then we now have the ADS-B in, of course, as well, that gives us traffic and weather.
Well, let's talk about price, availability, install. Price first. What is this going to come into?
So the single panel system with engine instruments, autopilot, transponder, and backup instrument, The parts cost is $16,500 or so. And then we've engineered it so we can do the installation as quickly as possible. So we think a full installation should be around $25,000. Now to control that a little bit, so we learn, because we're learning about this business, we have our own installation shop in Seattle, so that we can learn and we can do add to the AML. And then we have an existing partner in Addison, Texas. They've been doing our Dynon systems for years. And then we also have in Anchorage avionics shop. So we're going to start with those three places, learn a little bit, and then expand from there.
That's great. And if people want to learn more, where do they go?
So they can go to our website, and there's Dynon Avionics. Look up certified, or give us a call. Call our sales department. Particularly if you have a 172, we can get you in pretty quick. And then over the next couple months, we're going to be adding to the AML as quickly as possible.
Okay, Robert Hamilton, president of Dynon. This is thank you very much. And this is Tim Cole reporting for AvWeb.com from Sun and Fun 2018.